Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to Advanced English Lessons with Harry, where we try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, try to help you with your conversational language, business English, perhaps you're preparing for those proficiency exams or indeed preparing for job interviews. Whatever it is, come along, we can help you. We've got teachers there willing and able to help you with one-to-one lessons. So, what have we got for you in this particular lesson? Well, in this particular lesson, we're looking at alternative words for the word beautiful, okay? Often, we get stuck with using the same word time and time again. And really, when I'm trying to teach my students, particularly when we're looking at written exercises and improve their writing, we try to get them to use different words, so there's no repeat. So, because this can be a little bit boring, but also shows a lack of development of vocabulary. So, it's really important to pick up and learn synonyms. But another important aspect of this is that not all of the synonyms will work all of the time. Let me give you an example. So, if we're talking about a holiday, you can come back and say, we stayed in a beautiful hotel. The water in the sea or the swimming pool was beautiful. The view from the window was beautiful. So everything, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, it gets a little bit boring after a time when you have that repetition. So we're looking for other words, different words that give you the same meaning, that will demonstrate certainly your vocabulary, how broad it is, but also make you feel better both in your spoken and also in your written English. And particularly if you're doing those proficiency exams, you'll like to impress the adjudicator or the inspector, whoever's correcting it, that you have the ability to use other words. So this is one example, the advanced English words for beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to give it, I've got 10 of them, as always, 10 words. They can be substituted for beautiful, but I'll give you specific meanings and examples because they're not always used, so we won't use them all. Now, here are the 10 particular words, and we'll go through them, and then we'll give you some examples. Glorious, adorable, stunning, splendid, breathtaking, wonderful, attractive, exquisite. Get careful of the pronunciation. Exquisite. Majestic, exquisite, majestic, and enchanting is the last one, enchanting. Okay, so I'll go through them, give you examples. Let's see how you can use them and when you can use them. So glorious, the weather can be glorious, the weather can be beautiful. So, oh, the day we arrived, the weather was glorious, the temperature was 23, 24, not too hot. Oh, it was a pleasure to sit beside the pool and drink a nice cold beer. Glorious. Adorable. Oh, the baby is adorable. It's beautiful. Oh, the baby is adorable. Oh, I could run away with him or her. Okay, adorable. Or you get a new puppy who can also be, or it can also be, adorable. A little wagging tail and the tongue licking you all the time. Oh, he's adorable. He's adorable. I wish I had a puppy. So, beautiful and adorable. Stunning. Yeah, the view can be stunning. Stand on the top of the building looking out over the valley or looking out at the sea with a stunning view, a beautiful view. Oh, lady can be stunning. The dress, the makeup, whatever. She walks into the room, all eyes turn. A stunning, beautiful woman. Splendid. Oh, we had a splendid time in the hotel. Splendid. Everything was wonderful. Service was really, really good. The food was excellent. The accommodation, well, I can only use one word, splendid. Now, you often hear in British English, oh, how splendid, meaning how wonderful. Oh, how splendid that is. Yeah, so often can be used in a different ways to explain really good or really great. So it was splendid. Breathtaking. Again, we're talking about views, the breathtaking views. I was standing on the top of the valley looking down. Oh, the view was breathtaking. Now, that can mean beautiful or spectacular. So, breathtaking. taking views. Standing on the top of a hill or a mountain at 3,000 metres in the winter, looking down at the white, snow-covered slopes, breathtaking. Okay, or looking at Niagara Falls in America and the tons and tons of water pouring over every second. Breathtaking. Beautiful, breathtaking. Breathtaking, beautiful. Okay? Wonderful. Not so an amazing word, wonderful. How was your food? Oh, it was wonderful. It was really, really good. Those potatoes, those vegetables, all the meat was cooked to precision, just the way I liked it. It was really wonderful. Everything about it was wonderful. Did you have a nice weekend when you went away last weekend? Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, it was great to get away from the city. The kids were at their grandparents. Yeah, we had a really wonderful time. A second honeymoon. Wonderful. Attractive. Now here, attractive and beautiful can be synonymous. Yeah, an attractive woman, beautiful woman. An attractive house, a beautiful house. An attractive location, a beautiful location. So everything about it can be attractive. Something that attracts the eye, that attracts your attention. Yeah? Okay, attractive, beautiful. Exquisite. Exquisite. So here, usually we're talking about amazing or, you know, almost perfection. The food in the Michelin star restaurant. Oh, it was exquisite. The presentation, the way the food was laid out on the plates, the smells, the taste, and the choice of wine. Ah, absolutely. We could not complain about anything. It was exquisite. Of course, it's not a place you'd want to go to or could afford to go to all the time. But when you're there for a special celebration, absolutely exquisite. What can I say? Wonderful. So you can use exquisite, wonderful, exquisite, beautiful, something to demonstrate that's a little bit special, something different, exquisite. Majestic. You could be sitting in the theatre watching a dance performance and the performance is absolutely majestic. Yeah, so you couldn't fault it in any way. The music was of the highest quality. The performance was of the highest quality. They were rehearsed and practiced. They were really on top of their game. So they were absolutely majestic. You can also talk about a building being majestic. So when the new architecture that you see, that the architect has designed this to really fit in with the surroundings of the city. And you could only think of one word that would describe it when you stand back and look. Majestic. Yeah, that building, tall, strong, beautiful, really interesting against the skyline. A real majestic view. And then finally, enchanting. Again, this could be substituted for beautiful. Oh, his new girlfriend, she's enchanting. She's charming. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Or the village is enchanting, full of cute, quaint little cottages, all painted white, beautiful decoration. Street is spotlessly clean. I could only say it's enchanting. It's like going back into a nursery rhyme. Enchanting. Okay? So, enchanting, also beautiful. So, different words to explain beautiful. Words that we can use instead of beautiful so that we don't have to use the same adjective all of the time. But be careful with all of synonyms. There are times when you can use them, times when you cannot. So hopefully my examples have given you a particular example of how you can use those words. So here they are again. Glorious, adorable, stunning, splendid, breathtaking, wonderful, attractive, exquisite, majestic, and then finally, enchanting. Enchanting. Okay, try to use them. Try to see how you can use them, more importantly. Check out when you read books where they are used and sentences in which the author uses them, because often they use them in slightly different ways. If you still don't understand them, you need some examples, come back to me and I'll give you more. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks, if you can, for liking this particular video, and join me again soon.